Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Thank you. Today is the last day of my talk, and last time we had one question for dependent origination. I have promised to explain today. Today I would like to explain about dependent origination. That is also a very important subject. Because we all need to understand about what is the dependent origination. And many people also already understand about four noble truths. Okay, four noble truths. And this is without understanding about four noble truths, we cannot get enlightenment. Say, today's Sotapanna, we call it Sotapanna enlightenment. So, if you want to be become enlightenment, we really need to practice dependent origination. Very important. Why? This dependent origination is the second cause, no? The second noble truth. For the Buddha teaching, as well, noble truth, we already understand the last time I already explained Maya Metta session for the Vipassana. So we really need to understand what the truth of the suffering first. The truth of the suffering in present time, we need to understand in our body, nama and rupa, how it's arriving and passing all the time, wherever you penetrate. Your eyes, ear, nose, and body, all the time, wherever you penetrate, you have to see and the arising and passing, impermanent suffering of the present moment. This is because the truth of the suffering, really, we understand about that. So we also have to understand the origin of the suffering. The origin of the suffering, you know, present moment, present fire, aggregate candle is the truth of the suffering. This, the truth of the suffering, for this fire, aggregate candle is the, we have to see a cause and effect. The origin of this body, you know, for this fire, aggregate candle, the origin, cause is this life or past life? Cause and effect, okay? Now you get this body, okay? Anyway, now you get this body. For this body, cause, we need a cause. This body is effect, okay? Effect body. So, cause is this life or past life? You all believe, no? This is very important. So, we have to believe past, we have past life. You know, we cannot let go of this. And some people, they didn't believe our teacher too. But our Buddha teacher is, the teaching is that we have to believe strongly past, present, future. Very important, very strong. This past, present, future, you understand only, you really understand about dependent origination. This dependent origination we call the cause of the suffering. This is the second truth, second noble truth. The first truth and second truth. So just now the present time we understand about nama rupa. The second truth we understand about dependent origination. Cause and effect, past, present, future. These two noble truths is the object of the vipassana. Okay? That's what, if we want to practice vipassana, we cannot practice all the time in the present moment. Okay? We have to practice dependent origination too. During only your vipassana session, the object is clear and everything you can understand. Okay? So we really need to practice well. Need to practice going to the past life. Many people, they don't like to see what their past life, they get scared and they turn not necessary to see about past life. Why you want to see? You see about past life, you have attachment. And then they're not necessary wasting your time, many people talk about it. And then the way of our Buddha teaching is not like this. When you see about dependent origination, we really need to understand what is the dependent origination of Buddha teaching. So I will explain today. And then another thing is that before going to the dependent origination, not just now we already explained, but we need to understand basically what is the rupa and nama first. Without understanding nama rupa, we cannot penetrate in the mother womb. How you can see your mother womb, you know? How you can see about your past life? When you close your eye, can you see your past life? Can you see? So we need to practice, okay, nama and rupa. We have to understand. She answer only, I got energy, you know. You don't want to answer. Okay, so you have to answer and answer. We really need to Ron, never mind, okay? We are not perfect. I also just learning, okay? I also just, this afternoon I meditate before a stream of meditation. I just want to put the meditation object again for dependent origination. I've been very comfortable, very happy. So I just want to share with my practical and all of you also can practice next time. So we really need to understand our path. What is our path like? So if you really want to see for path, then you need concentration. Without concentration, we can't see what our path like. Okay, and we also have to separate in our body what is the Nama Rupa. We really need to understand. If we cannot spread, we cannot see for that. Very difficult to penetrate inside Madhama, what is the beginning say, or what is very difficult to see for that. So we really need to penetrate slowly, slowly, step and step by from the Anapanasati. You're trying to practice Anapanasati and then you get a Jhana state. When you get a Jhana state, your concentration is very deep. For 4 jhana states, enough for you to get your first seat, Nama and Rupa session. So we have to practice, you need to be patient. Within this 10 days, no one can get 4 jhana, okay? But you should not be disappointed. Jhana is not easy thing, you know, not easy. Very, very difficult. You see, we want to control our mind, 10 minutes also how difficult. So jhana is without wandering, without, you know, sleepiness. 1 hour, 2 hours have to sleep deeply without shaking. So this is not easy, you know. But because of difficulty, you don't want to practice, don't do that way too, you know. You have to practice too. So we need a lot of patience. But within this Sunday, because of you come here and practice, you can see that some people really can see the metta. Today many people can see. So I was quite happy about it, no? So you just carry on Christmas present, huh? You go home, you with the metta, okay? So you carry on and give me every day meditate. When you go, okay, don't want Baba, you do that. Your limiter will be loose very soon, you know, so just give your own. Then only your limiter is clear and stable, you get the 4 jhana state. When you get the 4 jhana state, the day I already explained Nama and Rupa, okay, I'm not saying again, no? So this Nama Rupa, after understanding about this Nama Rupa, we need to understand we have to see for our past life. Then we teach 7 steps. Why we want to see for past life? Just, then one day, you know, Ananda, I think you already know about Ananda. The chief disciple of the Buddha, and then he also stopped up on. So he was one day who was reflect about dependent origination in his body and his mind. And when he reflect about it, for him, because of his barmi, very quick and very easier for him. So he was so happy before the analyzing about dependent origination. Then after practicing, he went to the evening time, he went to the Jeto, the Buddha, went to pay respect to the Buddha. Then he reported to the Buddha, oh, in my mind, when he reflect about dependent origination, very easier for me, very quick, I can understand, very dependent origination, very, very easy. He thought about it. So Buddha said, Ananda, please don't talk that way, you know, because dependent origination is very, very difficult for all people. Why? Difficult. We had many, many rebirths, many, many past lives in our life. Because of attachment, we had so many lives, we cannot cover our attachment. Because our attachment and many, many, you know, greed, anger, delusion, this kind of unwholesome mind and wholesome all the time turning and around and like a bird nest, you know? All are turning, you cannot say which one, all are mixed up. Because of that, we cannot spread out. So our life will never stop, has going continuously. Until now, we cannot cut. Can you cut now? Have to go again, all of you. I don't want to follow you. If you want to go, you want to clean, you have to practice meditation. Only meditation only can help you to clean this thing, you know. If you cannot practice, only 10 days after they go home, you don't want to meditate. You have to go. When you go home, what you have to do? You know. I don't believe. So, and then you have to continue, and then only for the next year. No? It's not very difficult. Just let go while you're going. Tomorrow you have to walk. You know? Many people want to stay on, but cannot stay. Tomorrow I have to walk. You know? And this is the abandon you know, pulling you, and this is the going to the butt-net, no? Butt-net is very expensive, don't go in. So you are clear by that, so you should be let go, and many things you have to cut it off. Then only slowly, But you cannot cut all the time, all at the same time together. But slowly, slowly, you clean your mind. And slowly, slowly, every day you meditate. Support for your concentration this time. If you have time, one more repeat, you go ahead. So you really can get jhana very quickly. Within this a few days, you can get limitless. Very good sign. And very good for you for future practice. Without feeling limitless, very difficult to get jhana. Not easy. So you get limitless. Try to get and be very stable. When the nimitta is stable, next time you practice, just a few breaths on the nimitta will automatically stop. Now nimitta is not clear and sometimes not stable, so you have to continue. Then only nimitta will be stable. And then now not stable, go home, never practice. Next year you have to start again by wandering thought and sleeping, then you have to start again beginning. Learn that it's wasting your time, you know. So you have to practice very clearly. And then why you want to see dependent origin? Then the Buddha was explaining about it. And many people, I will explain about Pali and English together, okay? Pali is we call Aweja Pachya Sankara. Aweja means ignorance. Many people know about ignorance. Ignorance is we call unwholesome mind. Okay, remember, you know? I will ask again, you know? Aweja Pachya Sankara, okay? This is what we call ignorance. Because ignorance cause to the effect is the Sankara. Because of Awaita, and because of ignorance, and the sankara is metaformation arrives to you. Okay? Because of sankara, and I think that is the three ones, because of ignorance, you can get metaformation, and we call sankara. Because of metaformation, we can get, consciousness. Yeah, consciousness, vinyana. Consciousness is for the next rebirth, okay? And then you get the consciousness. Because of the consciousness, you get the mind and matter, nama and rupa, the beginning state and the mother womb state, okay? So there is a nama and rupa, because of this mind and matter, you can get six sense door, you know, remember or not? Six door, easy way, okay? Where is the six door? Very good. Okay. Okay, this is Sanda you have there, you know, because of Nama and Rupa. And after this Sanda, what is that? After that, what happened? Contact. Okay, contact. Object will come in contact in your eyes, your ear, your nose, tongue, and body. Contact. Because of contact, what happened to you? Feeling has an eye. Because of the eye, you see it. Because of the color, you get the wholesome and unwholesome thought feeling will be happening. Very easy. One thing you understand, the most any dhamma is very easier for you, okay? The feeling happening for you. Because of the feeling, dhamma is crazy. You know, crazy is you attachment, we can call attachment too. And when you like something, you have attachment. You like again, you want to eat, you like chicken, then you are controlled within this and then, and then, oh, tomorrow evening I will go dinner, oh, I will eat chicken, I will eat Indian food, you know, then you gotta report to me, you know, oh, every day, you know, so there is a why? Desire. Not on the object of the rare. The mind is the one to go and want to eat chicken, want to eat curry. No, that's already planned right before you go back, you know, you have plan. So I knew about that report, oh, concentration never improved, you know. So you can see about that, you know. Okay, this is what you have to be. That's how strong about your attachment is for the food. And not only the food, you know, many ways of attachment. I already explained the day five, you know, different types of desire, different types of attachment. So because of that, attachment will arise to you, you know. When attachment, because of attachment, we get a clean. Clean is the mind, it's very, very strong attachment. Okay, you like, now you have, for the river, okay, connected with the life. Now just that person, like you kind of meditate here, you keep the present for you have intention for the future life. You want to get good life. Do you have this intention? Almost right here, you have your concept is for the future. You want to get good rebirth, you want to go in a good place. You don't want to go animal life, you don't want to go to the heaven. Okay? And this is the reason. So you want to meditate, okay? This type of Come on, this, Samson, you can't just reason you are practicing meditation, okay? You think that for the end, the one thing is day one. You want to become a day one. After you die, you want to go day one life. Because of this day one knowing attachment, the beginning you didn't practice, okay, attachment is very little. After a very strong attachment before you die. And then nearly die also, you have very strong desire, very strong attachment and clean on that life. For the day one life. This we call cleaning, this we call upadana parinne. Because of these two reasons, dhamma and upadana, we call cleaning and it's a craving and cleaning. And these two is the main reason for the next rebirth. Okay? If you can cut out this attachment, you cannot get next future, next life. Okay? So many arahant, they don't have this attachment, they can let it go, they can cut it off. And we have stay attachment for the next life and what we want, you know. And all this attachment will be produced for your future life. Because of this attachment, you can get, and we get the life, and the rebirth will start again for the future rebirth. You can start in the mother womb, you know. And this after rebirth, aging, after aging, go where? After getting old, after old, where you would go? Yeah, okay. You know that you have to die, you know, Wendy. Everyone has to die. Don't forget about it, okay? You have to reflect all the time. No need to worry, no need to scare. Have to prepare all the time. One day I have to die. This thing I have to face. So before I die, before I... what I should prepare for my future? You have to prepare now, okay? From today is that. Then this, after dying, before you die, aging time, okay, rebirth, aging and death. Within this, you have Aurora sometimes. Do you feel happy in this life? Sometimes, maybe some people may be happy, but not all the time. Sometimes you get a lot of pain. Something, you know, you can see that. And then we got something called, you know, solo, limitation, pain, and despair. And sometimes you have to associate with despair people. Do you have this feeling? Sometimes you have to separate from the beloved people, your lover. When you get this type of suffering will be happening to you all the time. All the time happen. Many reasons will be happening for your suffering life. Life is Buddha told. Life is suffering. Buddha didn't encourage life to do, you know, any types of life, even Brahma, Deva, all suffering, Buddha explained it. We really, when you practice, you see how many lifetimes, you see, every life is really suffering. Not perfect at all. Only Nirvana is the best. Nirvana is the best, but when in the Western America, they don't. And Nirvana, what can you see? It's nothing. Oh, boring, girl. We don't want to go. Nothing, why should I go? No, no, no. Just like, I don't want to talk about Nirvana. But Asia, we already understand how it feels in the Nirvana. No more suffering at all. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to get pain. And then because of the body, we get a lot of suffering. So this is a dependent origination. So that is in a way that we come. We can fetch on Sankara, Sankara plus Avijnana, and this way we go in one round. This we call dependent origination. In this one round, we can divide three sessions. The first one we call just now because of ignorance, and because of ignorance, you get mental formation. This two is in the past, okay, past time. And this two, after this two happen, and then we call rebirth in a life in the mother wombs, okay? This we have to see step by step. Detail, I want to explain. Awareness, ignorance. What is the ignorance? Wrong knowing, you know? Wrong knowing is, now we know that human, men, and men, women, you know, they were, and then they could. This thing, all the knowing is we call wrong view, wrong knowings. Well, I ask you, right knowing is the only nama and rupa. You have to see but nama rupa rising and passing, that is only we call right view. You know, now you see that I want to become day one next life, I want to become a rich man or ladies, a beautiful ladies, and this type of concept all are wrong view. Because this is ignorance. 20 metaformation, metafactors you can see in this ignorance. This is an unwholesome thought process. When you have this type of concept easily, and you don't know this unwholesome, right? And you say, oh, this like what I want, you know. And this is unwholesome thought will happen in your mind all the time. 20 metal factor is all the time rising and rising and passing. But this ignorance, because of the ignorance, you get a metaformation in this day, you know. This metaformation will support you to be the next reborn. Then you have to get life. Life is stuck in the consciousness, okay? The beginning of life is consciousness. Then consciousness support with the rebirth consciousness. Okay, rebirth consciousness, you have to start in the mother womb. Start the time you see the Lama and Rupa, the day I already explained. The time we get to see your inside your mother womb, the beginning state is your life. This life starts from the beginning of your mother womb, not 1 year, 2 years. That, you know, you have to see for your mother womb in 9 months or 10 months. If you cannot see that, how you can check? You see, now Buddha asks you, you know, you have to check about the beginning state or rebirth in the mother womb state, you know, consciousness in the beginning state or Nama Rupa. We only can see but in the mother womb. If you cannot see in the mother womb your river in Nama Rupa, we are very difficult to understand. Okay? So because of that, we need to see in the mother womb state, the beginning state. So we need concentration. Without concentration, very difficult to see about that. So we really have to penetrate. How we can penetrate this state, the beginning state? So we want to find out this one. For this reason, we have to turn back again for the practice in our body, the beginning state, how it's going. Just now, you already practice Anapanasri and the 4 jhana. After 4 jhana, you practice Nama and Rupa session. And you can see eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and all the time you can see you're rising and passing by Rupa Kalapa. You concentrate on that. And then after that, you need to be pay attention on the yesterday, you know. Yesterday, what are you doing? Can you remember? Can you recognize? Now, yesterday, okay, you are meditating, yeah. Can you imagine? Your picture about your sitting position and your mind, can you remember? Cannot recognize that. Cannot say that. Not yesterday what you eat, you know, what curry you eat. Do you know? Lunchtime, can you remember how now? Yesterday lunch, what? Okay, today afternoon. Okay, do you remember on today afternoon lunchtime? Oh. Okay. Today lunchtime is lesson of future purpose. Okay, this is we can call past, very recently past, okay? Can you remember the picture when you are eating time, how you eat? No happy face because, you know, no chicken. And the mind, oh, I want to eat chicken, but I have to eat veggie, you know? This kind of feeling, do you remember the feeling? Yeah. The mind? Chicken rice. Your mind, eh? So you can remember what you are thinking at the time, you know, your thought and your picture, you can recognize. Do you understand? So yesterday one can remember or not? Cannot. If you think that yesterday what you are doing inside meditation, what you are meditating, yesterday you are meditating inside the whole day, can you remember about this one, what you mean, your picture? No. Yesterday one you cannot remember. Can you remember or not? Yes. You just call your eye. Yesterday when you talk to someone, okay, you say you quarrel with someone. Can you remember? No quarrel, not outside, inside quarrel. You know? And you quarrel with someone, you answer the time. So say you remember that you really can see your picture and your mind. Okay, who you have anger, you know, you are not happy with someone, you know. So you know that you cannot see. It is a silent retreat. So suddenly your mind has to see, we can't see your mind, okay? You can call it inside. So, so you can remember, you know, what is your thinking and past yesterday, man. So slowly we concentrate slowly. Last year and then and 2 years ago, 3 years ago, going slowly, and then 1 year old. Then we have to penetrate and then your mother won't stay. And because of concentration, you really can see the mother won't, you are in the, how you stay in the mother womb, do you remember? Standing or sitting? Do you remember what type of position we stay in the mother womb? Squeak. And you have to remember, then only you understand your gratitude to the parents. If not, you cannot see this picture, you don't know how to gratitude to the parents. When you see only how difficult that she had to carry you 9 months, 10 months, so heavy, you know. And then you have to understand about this point, very important. I just want to explain this point out also. And many children, many NUS students also, okay. So, you also really need to understand, when you are in the mother womb, the beginning say, okay, just come back. just now, okay, the bishop 8 men, 9 men. The Lord will be doing all Nama and Rupa. We just look at Nama Rupa only. But if I have a picture, you see Nama and Rupa rising and passing. Look at empty. The beginning state of a mother womb state. The beginning state is Nama Rupa start, okay? Just mind, Nama Rupa mind and mind start in the mother womb, the beginning state. The time, the day already is in a Rupa. What type, how many types of Rupa? Rapa? Mother womb state, the beginning state, you know? Three types of Rupa Kalapa. How many types of Rupa? 30 types of Rupa. Okay. Remember. Okay, cannot forget. No? 30 types of Rupa. This 30 types of Rupa at the beginning for the heart base, 10 types of Rupa. And then for the body, 10 types of Rupa. And for the bawa, you know, fine and mint, it's a pigment, it's 10 types of Rupa. All 30 types of Rupa. The beginning state only has 10, this one. And the mind of thought process is 34 because we all are human. Human and wholesome. So wholesome mind is 33, 34. This is the law, you know. So 34 is because of joint, connected with joint. 33 means equanimity person, you know. So you don't have feeling about smiling face. You cannot see about smiling with him. Even whatever you do, and you don't want to happy, you don't have feeling, only just equanimity, you know. Because mind also is just there, you know, as I can say, when revert time, only 33 metaphysics. Okay, you can see at the time. When you can see that, it's like really you can understand mind, or thought process, and the Nama and Rupa. So you can check about beginning state, how many types are Rupa and Nama. Understand? So after you see that, then you just notice that rising and passing, only rising and passing, you just see the rising and passing, Nama and Rupa, mind and thought process. And you need to do determination. I just want to see about my past life. I just want to see about my life. You just pray one time. You should not imagine, you should not be like imagination. People, maybe my life is anymore. Maybe my life is day one. You think about day one, sometimes you think a real or not, a real form and be there. Sometimes, maybe past life I'm a woman. And just like sometimes woman picture imagination, you know, sometimes the woman picture will happen. So we cannot tell you if your past life. We have to check. We cannot we cannot think about what we want. And we want that we think about that it's not real. Not real, but it's happening in your life, you know. So you only doing determination and focus in your mother womb state, Nama and Rupa rising and passing. So slowly, rising and passing become very quick, you know. Slowly, one state, one moment for one drop that we call unconscious mind. Unconscious mind is the mind in like a sleepy, just cooling down at the moment. The time, at that moment only, but when that unconscious mind, the time only your past picture will appear, naturally happen to you. You understand what I mean? No? Naturally, what happens? So, that picture also we have to check again. We cannot trust. Naturally, when you see, sometimes you can see the two persons at the same time. These two are, we don't know which is your picture, your past life. So, we have to check. So, these two we have to see for four elements, two one by one. One person you check four elements. After checking that, you have to penetrate in heart area. So the mind, if the person in your past life, his mind and your mind can contact. Okay, if your past life, someone is, you check again, someone, if the past life is not your past life, you cannot contact with another person's mind. You cannot see anything, you can't feel. When your past life only, you really can see what's feeling, what you have planned in the past life, everything will appear to you. Understand? So we have to check and then just stay. Again, we need to check. Then after checking, only you know when you can connect one line in the past moment and this time. So we have to check at that past time, your picture. And then some people can see the before die, nearly die in the picture. Some people are doing dana or meditation or this type of picture where it happened to you. And the time you have to check, what is his intention, and what is his thinking, the time that we have to check. So the time when you are meditation or doing dana, so just now you are saying we can see the ignorance. If one is you're doing meditation, this meditation come up, maybe one day the karma can help me for the future life. I want to become human, I want to become a deva. And this time where we had been to you in the past time, you had this type of concept and the wondering thinking. So we had to check about ignorance, crazy, cleaning and borrowing metaformation in the past one, metaformation also karma action. These five reasons we had to find in the past life, in the past picture. Okay, where you can see about this, only we can communicate past and present dependent on the nation, cause and effect. Understand? Difficult enough. Remember again. Just now I say that, ignorance, you know, ignorance around the way, men or women, whatever, you know, ladies or men, this type of knowing is we call ignorance. This ignorance is the past life, not in this life, no? In the past picture, just now you can see the past picture, you have to check in this time, at that moment, what is your planning for the future life? Why are you afraid at the time? The mind will appear in your heart. What is planning, not past time? So, ignorance and crazy is because, and this is we have attachment on that when you pray. Okay, you want to become deva, you have attachment on the deva life. This we call crazy. And then very strong desire. Before you die also, you have very strong attachment on that thing. On that, this is we call. This three is unwholesome mind, unwholesome thought in the past life. In past picture, you have to check in your past life. When you can see about this only, you can see this is a cause for the future present life in the past. Understand? So this three is unwholesome mind. Okay? In the past, you did this three unwholesome plus. At the same time, you also doing dharma, giving the precept. Okay? Do you understand? Giving the precept, now you are doing thing is a wholesome thing. Okay? This wholesome also in the past life you are doing. You are doing in the past life. Okay? This wholesome and action karma also produce. This karma action and these two are in the past two, but wholesome. Understand? This wholesome two and unwholesome three are joining together in the past. Wholesome and unwholesome we are doing together. Because of this two karma support, you get the rebirth, it's a human. Do you understand? In this time, you are doing killing or taking the precept. You know, this time, if you are not doing wholesome, you are doing unwholesome. Do you understand? This unwholesome mind will be supporting you. You cannot get human life this time. You can get animal or others, you know, standing where you're going. This is a receive concept. Because you are doing in the past life wholesome thing. Okay, doing dana or giving the precept or practice meditation. Because of this to support you, now you can become a human, you know. You can get human life. Understand? So in the past life you are doing good and bad are joined together, wholesome and unwholesome. So there's a moment, rebirth time you can get wholesome life. Okay, wholesome life is human life. Human life is good, you know. You can get human life because of good karma, but connected with greed, anger, delusion. Do you understand? Very, very strong in your heart, in your mind, and when you are stuck. When you start from the rebirth from the mother womb, start what you are doing? Crying. Okay, crying is good or no good? Start with the anger, you know? Crying is because of it. Based on the anger. Crying also one type of upset and sadness. This we call anger type of mind session. So unwholesome, start with the unwholesome suffering. You start from the mother womb, you know? So you can see about the past and present connecting and then cause and effect. Understand? So from that side, you can get in the mother womb state, you can see just now, the beginning state, nama rupa, understand? How you see the step by step we come in until this state. So just now I say, you need concentration, you need to understand nama rupa. When you see the nama rupa and say rising, passing, impermanent, suffering, non-self, only you really can see the last moment, just now, the beginning state in the mother womb, understand? Going this way, you know? So now I will stand it again. Don't confuse now. Turn back to the mother womb state. Okay, the beginning state again. Turn back to the mother womb state just now, 30 rupa and then 34 metta fetters. Okay, that is what we call nama and rupa. Okay? From this nama rupa start, just now we are saying, after 3 weeks or something, you can get 6 sense door. The beginning state you can't see yet, you don't know yet. Multitask the rupa is not complete yet. You cannot see because you cannot, at the time you cannot get Haraja Rupa, Haraja the Nutrient Rupa, you know, Nutrient Rupa, Temperature Rupa, Consciousness Rupa, you can't see it at the time. You can only by Karma one only you can see it at the beginning stage. Understand? I've read it only. I've got three you can see that. Eye, ear, nose, hand, body, and heart. Fifth sender will happen to you. Okay? After fifth sender only, and you can connect. After this time, fifth sender complete only, you can check temperature, refine, and then nutriment. Okay? Nutriment is the time you can eat. Can you eat yourself? Not. You have to depend on mothers. At the time, mother feed you, you know. All the time, you know. You have to see how many days you have to feed you, you know. The nutrient, when mother eating, after eating, you know, the food, the energy, all the nutrient rupa, the day I already eating. How many types of rupa? Eight, and very good, okay. Eight types of rupa, every generation, like that, you know, spread, slowly spread, you know. And two or three generation, come to that, and they, and God, and they, your nama and rupa state, you know, body form is not so complete yet. So, and they, your body, okay, and they, your inside, your nama rupa. From that, not slowly complete. Your body is slowly getting complete. You can see that because of this syndrome, eye, complete ears, complete nose, complete everything is complete for you, slowly. From that, start, you accept every day from the mother the food energy, we call nutriment, rupa. When we accept from that nutriment, but slowly you are growing up. Okay? The time you don't know wholesome and unwholesome mind or thought process not happen to you, only unconscious mind. Okay? Unconscious mind, the time you don't know right or wrong, you cannot decide wholesome or unwholesome, just sleepy. All the time sleep in the mother one. So baby, when you come out, all the time like to sleep. Because I used to be 9 months in the mother womb. So because of 9 months, 10 months you are in the mother womb, you forget about your past life. Do you understand? You cannot remember many thought process, unconscious mind. So you cannot remember imagery when you start from the mother womb, come out from the mother womb. Can you remember about your past life? Forget about that. Because the mind is already going very, very down already, you know. So we cannot remember. So we can call that one. Why we cannot remember? Our mind is covering by delusion. Do you know delusion? Delusion, and we cannot. Delusion is same as Bhavanga and as unconscious mind. Not clear. When you go to delusion, you cannot decide clearly. Right or wrong, you don't know. You know? After drinking alcohol, you know, one bottle of alcohol, you cannot decide right or wrong. Why? Mind is blah, blah, blah. You know, you don't know. This blah, blah, blah is required delusion. You cannot decide right or wrong. Do you understand? So, unconscious mind all the time is recovering by the delusion. So the mind is very, very down and very unclear. Do you understand? Now we set this concentration if we want to clear about this, cut it off this delusion mind. Do you understand? Delusion mind is a lot of unwholesome, you know, sometimes, you know, like anger, everything, all cover. Because I want to clear one layer to another layer, one day, try again, and let go of your wandering thoughts, let go of your sleepiness. This is how we are cleaning our mind. If you are not clean, then your mind stays in the delusion, very dark, you know. So we have to clean one layer to another layer. So the last day, you really can see the light in your mind, the limit that happened to you because of concentration. When your mind is quiet and you get a concentration state only, you really can see the limit. You're wondering and thinking, sleepy, can you see the light? You know, you all have experience, you know. So how difficult. So now you can see the light. We are clean. Your mind becomes very clear, like a glass, like a crystal, and connected with your mind. Do you understand? And because of concentration mind, you really can see that clear light and crystal are coming from there. So your mind becomes very clear. You don't feel the covering by the delusion. Understand? So we want to get this clear mind. Because of that, now we are practicing meditation. Understand? When you get distracted, your mind is very calm and very peaceful. Support bank concentration. Okay? So just now we see that this unconscious mind, 9 months in the mother womb. Then you come out from the mother womb, so you understand the stuff, the mind or thought process that happened. And when it's starting time, you have to contact the eyes, your nose, tongue, body, and outside, you know? And then only contact only. In the mother womb, you are not yet contact. Color also you don't know. You know, the sound also you don't know. Or I just it's midnight at night, when I come out from the madung order, you have to face with light, bright light, and you are not used to it. In the madung, it's very dark, you know. You can't see. When you see only, you know, you cannot. When you see on your past night, you see the madung, that's you cannot wake about it because I'm very tired, you know. All covering, you can't see the light in the madung. Okay, so you feel very, when you think very about that, you feel very uncomfortable. So I was very grateful to my mom, you know, she took care of me very well. You know, all of you too, you know. Your mom took care of you very well. Do you believe? She went to Italy, although she had to control because I for you to be because I worry about you. If she eat Italy, my son told me inside is very hot. Well, true? Okay, so you have to see, they had to, even to eat other, they had to let go of their desire because of you. Okay, so then not only do they have a lot of compassion to you, a lot of loving kindness to you, you know, and every day, feed you, you know. One time, it's like one story in the Jimmy Buddha time, how to gratitude, we need to understand the gratitude. How in Jimmy Buddha time, Sariputta, and Nibbana was Sariputta, how he understand, how he thinking about gratitude, you know. When in Rajagaha country, and one of the bhikkhu, his name is Bhikkhu Raja. Before his ordination, he is very, very old, 80 years old. Very, very old age the time. Very old age, when he got an old age time, he can't work and he cannot earn money. And so he cannot support to the family. So what they did, Jirana, don't want to care, you know. When you can give, you give money, you can support to the family, they are very good, they will listen to you. One day you cannot give money, you cannot support to the family, they will give you a sight and whatever. You don't know anything, you know everything, you know. They want to, don't care for parents, they don't want to care for parents, just put aside, you know, they don't want to care. There's a, when you get a very, very old age and some children, the children are don't want to care, they don't want to care about him. He was very upset. Then he decided, I better go to the monastery and ordain, and the bhikkhu life will be better for me, and that is very good for my future. So he was went to the monastery, and then he paid respect to the Buddha, and then he went to the many Mahathera priests, and then he asked them, and he said, I would like to ordain, please ordain for me. Many bhikkhu was the one, they didn't want, no, you're telling me, now you are too old, you know, cannot, impossible, so because of you have to, the time, yesterday I already explained, they had to follow him in the Vasa, they had to respect to the Vasa, so you are now, you ordain, you have to serve for the senior monk, so you have to do everything in the monastery, so because of you are too old, you can't do it, you cannot do it, they don't want to accept this way. So many people don't want, didn't want to ordain for him. So he was very upset. Originally, he at home, he already suffering much, you know. Now it's come to monastery also. Suffer again, you know, how pain in his life, you know. So then when the Buddha knew about it, I mean, he came respect to the Buddha, and then because of that, he was so upset, because of that, like the body is very, very thin, like no energy at all, like a skeleton, very, very thin, so very weak. And then his, when you look at it, his body is not energy at all, very weak. You know? Then the Buddha was on him, then when Buddha asked him, why you look very weak, very weak? Why is this thing happened to you? Are you happy at home? And then your family take care of you, and Buddha asked a few questions. He was so upset, nowadays my son, daughter don't want to care of me. You know, they didn't take care of me, and then they also don't want me to stay, they didn't want me to stay at home. So I'm not happy about that. So Buddha was asking him, do you want to ordain? Buddha said, of course, I really like to ordain. Because I'm very old, many people didn't want me to stay in the monastery, didn't want me to ordain. So I'm a lot of suffering too. Then Buddha was called all the bhikkhu and like a meeting. And then Buddha was announced in the many bhikkhu. Who remember about his, at the time the old men are beside all the Buddha? Who remember about his Acredite, eu tento agora antes de fazer, né? Olha, pequena, olha, keep quiet. Didn't answer, né? Then, only sorry for trying. I think your number, sorry for trying to go on the chip, because he was quickly sent and pay respect to the Buddha. I can remember about his gratitude. How you remember about his gratitude, Buddha asked him. When he in Jidawana, Rajagaha country. So, when I was in Rajagaha country, the time I was going for the M-Food, so on the way I met him, he offered me one form of the rice. Take form of the rice. This one I remember, I could remember about that. I gratitude to him. This is one form of rice, no? Okay? Because of this, I remember. So Buddha was immediately calling sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You are very good, very and very good person, and you have absolute wisdom. You know how to gratitude to the people. So Buddha was really free today about his quality, you know. Explain to the public, all the people was quiet. And he prayed about Sariputra's quality and how good and how to see what people gratitude. This is only good person only can recognize. Some people just but forget, and don't care about that. You see, now we practice here in 10 days, huh? Many people offer us. Do you remember about their gratitude? No, huh? Do you remember? Just okay, finish, huh? Cannot do that way. Now we are reflecting all the time before we eat, reflect for the why people offer them as not all are we all accept her. Very important for us to we need to reflect. This one people cannot offer us that we have to respect the food. We have to respect about their generosity. Very important. Without generosity they will not give you a simply enough because of they have really faith in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. You know, Buddha Dhamma Sangha, because of your practice, they believe or they have faith in the Buddha Sasana. The secondly, because when you practice meditating, you are not practice meditating just to need it again. Who want to give you, you know? Or they will not give you the Dubai, you know? So they kind of offer because of you meditate, you want because of you giving a Dubai, you know? So people are not to give, people are not to offer. You cannot forget about that, you know? It's because of meditation, you know? So, because all they are giving the research because they are meditating, so we offer. At the time you offer for the donator also very good result and very good karma for them because the acceptor also very important. At the time he offered not he offer ordinary people and who give the research, who practice meditation, and it's very different. The result is very different. Listen, the one is very long. I cannot explain. Okay, in this short way. No? So we have to think about that. Then we have to understand. Every day we eat the food, we have to be refreshed. For us, very important. We are monks and nuns are very important. We have, over us, we have to reflect and we have duty. We have to explain the Dhamma to the people. That is the main thing. If we cannot teach, we have to practice our own meditation and we have to study about the Dhamma. That is our duty. Then we practice meditation and we study the Dhamma only this will return the activity. Do you understand? If we are not, we just eat and lie down and sleep and, you know, enjoy our life, the nursery, bathing and, you know, nursery, monastery and enjoy our life. Very dangerous for us. Very dangerous for the monks and nuns. Ordinary people, okay, you are lazy, never mind, not for much. For us, very heavy. But nowadays, many people are, they don't care about this and they don't want to care. They just, you know. And that is very important about karma. So we have to respect each other. Who dana, you have to be from your heart. You need to send loving kindness. You need to give the gratitude. So we meditate. This meditation karma will really support for them. Understand? So very important to how you see Sariputra, how he gratitude. So I remember, I could remember about his gratitude because he offered me one teaspoon of the rice. So he immediately answered. So Buddha was really appreciate about what he spoke. Yeah. And then Buddha said, okay, then you should ordain for him. You can ordain, you know, the Buddha gives him permission and ask him to, oh, yes, because the Buddha asked, you know, he ordained for him. Then after ordination, also he takes care of him very well. You know, this is how he sees, how he takes care of people and how he returns their gratitude. Okay? We all also must learn about this thing. Your mother feed you how many days? Do you remember? How many days? Do you remember? You see, isn't it? You see, one phone or this phone at the right of the sorry for my creativity, you know. And yeah, every day she had to see. You have to be understand about this, but don't forget about it. In fact, everyone, not only in the mother, you know, I'm very okay. Night time, want to sleep also because of you crying, you have to take care of you, and you cannot sleep well. Can sleep well because of you, nicely, you make it right, you know. So, parents were very suffering for you. You didn't sleep the story, you see, 10 son and daughter. One son also, I cannot imagine how to take care of you. You see, 10 son and daughter, how much to do them, how much good time, and how much they have loving kindness, and how they have good, how much they have compassion to take care about this son and daughter. Not easy, you know. Do you have how many sons do you have? Huh? No, huh? 2 sons are behind, okay? These 2 sons, although you are complaining a lot, you know? And then you say 10 sons and daughter, another duty for them. But you can take care of 10 sons and daughter very well, but the children can take care of not 2 parents. You didn't want to take care, you know, you see? Your turn next time, you know, you have parents. Say you have parents, they are still alive. You should not do that way. It's very heavy karma for you. Do you understand? All the students, many students here, now, many young people, you know, you have to respect, you have to be gratitude to the parents. One day you have baby, you will understand that, you know. It's very, I don't have baby, but I understand because I see my mom's life, okay? In the mother, I'm really gratitude to my mom's, you know. So one day, I think 10 years ago, my mom had some problems, so she had to remove her uterus, you know. So after operation, the doctor came and showed me, you know. But then I look at that, immediately, so after, you know, I don't know why I got this feeling, very after, I stayed there for 9 months. You know, initially, I stayed for 9 months, you know. So sad, you know, I was, so, immediately I remember about I gratitude to her, you know. Oh, she took care of me, you know, in this so small place that I had to stay for 9 months, you know. How much she took care of me. So I remember immediately, you know. So I was so upset at the time. Then I just repaired about it. Then when I say my past also, I really gratitude to her. It is from my heart. And then you should not blame your parents, even right or wrong. Some people think that, oh, because they are not right, I want to go back, you know. If some people go back, it's go or not. You know, sure or not, sometimes you want to blame your parents. Okay. It is not good and not very heavy karma for all of you. Do you understand? You have to remember, you have to blame for them in the mother womb, how they take care of you every day, feed you every day, you know. Take care very well. If you did not understand about this fight, you be bad and you have argue with parents. You know, even they are wrong, doesn't matter. You just stop waiting, you just explain to the parents, that will be good. You should not go and observe, you should not go and criticize parents. Oh, you don't know anything because you are studying in US, you know everything, huh? You are very knowledgeable, okay? Oh, I know, you have high education, so you don't know because you study only the literature. You don't know anything, you know, you should not tell me, you should not control me. Huh? Have you stopped? Yeah, that is not good. It will beat you with pain, you know. Cannot do that. When you go home, you have to take care of your parents. From today's start, you have to remember about gratitude, you know. Without them, also, you cannot be human. That's the one type for reason, too. Without parents, you cannot be. Because of karma relationship, you cannot be human. You have to depend on the parents, too. So they are taking care all the way, and they... You study in university, and then you study at the last moment, they had to support you. You had to depend on your parents, you know, they will support, you know. Then not only this way, you want to marry, also they have to pay you money, you know, for the ceremony and then you say, how much you give trouble to the parents, and you have to pay for that, okay, you should not marry, okay, if you want to marry, you end your day, you know, you have to fight, you have to keep your money. And then when you enough only you marry, okay? So not ask from your parents, okay? Enough money, no need to marry. Okay? Just order, no need to pay money. If you order, no need to pay, okay? If you $1 also, no need to pay. We are very happy to shape for you. For the nun, I'm ready for shape, you know, don't worry. If you $1 also, no need to pay. Ready? We offer the rope also, no problem, you know? Do you win? Yeah, okay, good. No, only one person answer. No, only one person. Very good. You know, so you have to think about it this way. You know, really true to the parents. You should not be upset, and you should not be debate, and you should not argue with the parents. You should not, you know, quarrel with the parents. You have to remember all the time. After that, you marry. After marriage, when you got a son and daughter, you are busy. So you are going ask them to take care of your children too. You think they are like, what time they can marry? You say, come on, they are already busy. Even your children also ask them to give and take care. You think you fair, man? You see, the way you are doing things. No, you have to remember this point, you know? Don't forget about it. Don't give them trouble, you know. You take care of yourself, you know. You also cannot support them, give them trouble again. If you gratitude the way it's not good. Oh, now they are quite old, you know. We should support them. How much you earn money, you have to support to the parents. Parents take care of you so many years and many times, you know. You never think about it. And parents not give you money, you feel angry. You ask money, give me $100, they didn't give, you be upset. Why are you going to give me? You want to quarrel with parents too? That is not good, you know, you should not do it that way. So, how much you earn your money, the 1 month, the payment, so you have to support parents, you know. Even $100, you pay people, pay parents for, understand, they appreciate, you know, they really are my son and daughter, take care of me, they be happy. Money is not important. Gratitude, they can see that, oh, you show respect to the parents. You have intention to the parents. They feel very happy. They didn't hold from you anything. Parents is very kind to you. All the time they want to give. They don't have intention to take back from you. Yes, if poor, maybe, whoever, you know, many parents is this type of concept, you know. So you should not confuse the parents. You have to take care of our parents. When they are alive, only you can take care. After they die, only you want to take care. Cannot, you know. So when you are old, you know that, you know, your son, daughter not take care of you, then only you understand you want to be take care, but they already passed away. And you just crying, you know, and you just remember. That is no good. When they are stay alive, you have to be take care. This is we have to get through to the parents. Okay, so after rebirth, start here, okay, when your soul is very auntie, 30 years, 40 years, getting, aging, old age, no? Coming to the old, aging, one day, auntie, I don't know how long you can stay, 60 or 70, okay? You can stay longer life and be better for your practice. In short life, you don't have chance to meditate, okay? Pray for this, but not 100 plus. You know, 100 plus, you cannot take care of yourself, so suffering. You have to depend on the people. If you have money, never mind, you will take care. You don't have money, no one will take care of you. So this is also a problem. Aging also. Between 1 year to until now, you can see that how much suffer in our lives, you know. Just now, it's a solo limitation and pain and despair. This kind of thing all the time, you have to associate with dislike people, you know, in your company, you don't like the person, but you have to associate. I mean, your manager is very rude and, you know, have to every day want to score, every day score you. You don't like, but you have to associate with the person. And this is your karma, you know, because of you create, you know, so you have to meet with them, you have to associate. You feel happy or not, this type of situation happens. Be suffering, but you have to face on that. Sometimes you have to separate from your parent, beloved person, you have to separate from the lover. When you separate from a lover, what happened to you? Cry. Your heart broken, huh? When your heart broken, what you should do? Then if you die and I'm not we don't come again. Just and die. Quickly meditate, okay? I'm really going through about that problem for me, you know. So don't be just simple on it, simple, you know, just take it, meditation, concentration, and reversal. This is fun. Really, when you practice meditation, when you get a concentration state, you get a jhana, you forget about everything. You cannot feel a broken heart, you know. Very hard. You can complete, you know. Your heart, you can complete using by the vipassana. and criticism and death and the concentration, we better not support you. So your heart becomes strong, you don't feel unhappy, just let go, you can let go of everything. Your mind becomes strong, you can stay with the Dhamma. And you can stay with the Dhamma. Any types of thing happen to you, suffering or any type of unwholesome thing happen to you, you still can let go. You can ignore. If not, you have cleaned it, you know. One thing happened, you are clean again, oh, people told me that way, no, people told me that way, so you are not happy at all. And something happened to you, a little bit pain, you are there every night, and day, how many days you can't sleep, and they're crazy, you know, some people think that. That is why the mind is very weak. Their mind is not very strong, so they got this feeling. So we have to find our mind to be strong by the meditation. When you without the training of meditation, your heart becomes strong. And then your heart becomes, any type of thing happen, you can let go, you can cut it off, no? The main thing is that you can see that, and then aging, after aging, you have to go to death, and death, you know? And then before the aging, within aging time, you can see that many, just now, you can get an attachment and partner, you know? And because of aging and that, after that we have to come back to the rebirth again for the future. When after you die, immediately you have to reborn another place. So we can have future life again. For that future life, immediately it cannot happen, you know. At the present time, this life, okay? This lifetime you have some unwholesome, just now I already explained quite recently about that. Do you remember what I said? Wow, this is so hard. Ignorance, crazy, clinging, and then corruption, and karma, and all this five reasons. Do you understand what is this five? Do you understand? Ignorance, do you know ignorance? Okay, so this five reasons really happen again. So present time, now you have attachment again. Attached to the different types because of the desire, because of the contact, because of the feeling. So the contact feeling happen to feel, this feeling support you to get attachment again. Understand? So different types of attachment. Attachment, if some people are attached in their house, properties. Some people are attached to their family, in their family. Some people are attached to different types of attachment, okay? You know yourself, okay? You check yourself, okay? So you know what I'm attached for what life, what type of beings I want to go, where I want to go. This one you have to check yourself. When you can check about that, you know. Okay, next slide. Where you want to go? Next slide. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go anywhere? If you don't want to go anywhere, you have to stop in this life. You must get arahant. Can you get arahant in this life? Can or not? try, okay? And you can start with the best. If you cannot start, stay, you have life. You have to go future life, you know? So you have to choose yourself. You have to prepare now. Until now, you are not sure where you want to go. You see? Very dangerous, yeah? So you have to plan now, okay, next life I want to become human again. In next life, I want to meditate. Not ordinary human, must be meditator, okay? Then only because of your intention, you want to meditate only. You want to become a human, you want to meditate. This is important, you know, very important. Not this simply, you know, if this simply, you're going to the unwholesome thought already. So you have to check all the time. Okay, next time what you want to go heaven. Okay, I want to go heaven, I want to get Dewa life. Meditator, Dewa, you pray that. That means it's safe for you. You know? And then because of this intention, I want to listen to Dhamma talk in the heaven. So then only you can make a whole given a Dhamma talk, the time you can listen, and you can meditate him. If you don't have this kind of concept of intention, you go, okay, because of you keeping a prayer, because of you meditate, you can get heaven life, Dewa life. But Dewa has a lot of things. You, because of karma, you have beautiful house, and you have many things, and what you want to eat, you can eat, everything is luxury, a lot of luxury things. So you forget about meditation, you don't want to meditate. So dangerous, when your life is finished, where you want to go again? Come back again. No, cannot last long time. When life is finished, you have to come back. When you come back time, the karma is good, karma is already gone. No more there. So, and who can come happen to you? Sometimes animal life also you can go. You have to receive animal life or some different types of. and whole sun come out, what is happened to you again? So Buddha told, every life is no good. When your last life finishes, you will come back again, suffering again, suffering again. So Buddha encouraged you to see, in this independent origination, we have to see this point, very important for the future. Awakena and tanha, sorry, awakena, ignorance and crazy. This thing we have to see about that. We have to cut out this kind of attachment for the future life. We don't need to plan. This life we have to see, practice again and again, namaya rupa. You have to see what dependent origination again and again, and then you really can see, penetrate, and then you get arahant life. Then only you really can stop. If you cannot get and be arahant, never mind. You must get and be at least Sotapan, you know. When you get a Sotapan life only, you really save for your life. You don't need to go after Sotapan, you don't need to go hell, you don't need to get any more life. Really safe, only 7 lives, human, Deva and Brahma, only 3 planes you can go, no need to go any more life. Okay, so we really know it's that nowadays during Bodhisattva time, you can learn the Dhamma, you can practice meditation, you can get enlightenment, you can get Sotapan. After you enjoy heaven, you come there, no more sasana, no bhikkhu, no more Dhamma. You do not understand wholesome and unwholesome. Lifespan is sometimes up and down. Many years going, after they come down again, and they 10 years old. And go again, many, one less, two less, after they come back again. 10 years each time, we don't know about wholesome and unwholesome. We cannot differentiate, no one teach you. No teacher, no Dhamma at all. So the time you are doing unwholesome things, so you have to go all the time, animal life, all the heaven. Very dangerous. Now until you can learn the Dhamma, now you can practice meditation. Very good opportunity and very good chance for you. Don't miss your good opportunity, you know. If you now because and now you can remember like every day enjoying the food and every day sleep and money. You spend for that only. Then after you die, you never practice meditation. You don't have sleep and karma for your future. You get an animal life or hair, you have to go to the beta, fridge or the hair. You cannot come back to the human, not easy to come back. Very difficult. Why difficult? Animal can do anandana. Animal, what they did? What they are doing? Killing again and again, you know, anger again, you know. This kind of thing, unwholesome mind, unwholesome doing again. So going to the unwholesome, that karma again. So very dangerous for us. Now we are very lucky we can get human life. Don't waste your time and don't miss your chance to practice your meditation. I'm not pretending, I really explain for your benefit, no? And also I went going for 6 months retreat for my safety, no? I don't care, you all want to follow or not follow, I cannot take care, no? My duty is finished, I will do it, no? I go, but I have to take care of myself, you know, very important, you know? After 6 months, maybe I will try my best. Maybe next year I can, if I can give the light, it will be very good for all of you. None of you is suffering, you know. See, I'm here, and they had it, you know. So I see all of you also, I'm tired, and I'm, you know. And I also busy. I also cannot give the light. That's a problem. I only can start loving kindness. Then some people are saying, can you give a light or not? We can give a light. I don't think so. I don't have power, you know. But I can send loving kindness. Maybe from my heart, I have some misery, really, from my heart. I want all of you to get it. Why is it so difficult to get for them, you know? Quickly must get an image, you know? Sometimes I did, you know. Sometimes I say, oh, must get an image, quickly get. So I just send loving kindness, you know. That is from my heart. But some people really can see that after you live, that it's very good, you know. So you have to plan for your future. Now you are coming to the aging state. Do you know? Not 1 year, 2 years, 1 year, already over 20, 30 years. Now you are coming to the aging. Aging time is very important. Sometimes you have to face the happiness, you have to face the suffering. Any kinds of problem happen, you have to solve by your meditation. When you are practicing meditation, only any type of pain happens because of the pain happens many reasons too. Because of past karma also. First, like you are doing in the past, like you are doing in unwholesome karma. That karma will support this life, and another thing will face to you. And then different karmas, you know. Now, this life also you can see some people are very rich. When they and their family are very rich, when they are reborn, when they are very young age, they don't need to worry, they don't need to walk. Everything crazy for them because when they are come out, you should not jealous, you know. When they are so rich, and why they don't need to work, and I have to work so hard, huh? And so you are going jealous, and wasn't come out to you again. Do you understand? So careful, you know, and many things. Some people are doing business very well, when they are very successful, your business is lost, you know. So you get jealous for them too. Do you have this kind of feeling? Okay, fine, you know, you are getting a little bit better. This kind of thing, you know? Some people, okay, easy one. Some people can see the limiter. Okay, you can't see the limiter. What happened to you? You be upset? Upset, okay. Or you upset yourself. You should not upset with other people. Why they can get, why I cannot get? I don't think so. They are it's real. It is a problem. You know, there is a problem because of jealousy, you know? Because when you don't like, you can see the limiter. Jealousy? You must be happy, you know. Or they can see the limiter, or they get a concentration, they can sit very well. Why I cannot? Maybe my effort is not enough. Maybe my farming is not enough. So I had to do more wholesome things. Understand? Taking care of the mind is very important. You have to take care of your mind all the time. You never take care of your mind, you never check your mind all the time. What happened, what happened, you follow? All the time we are used to an unwholesome mind. Can I say in our life? All the time, greed, anger, delusion happen to us. So all the time you are following the life. You are, if you are not taking care of your mind, you are following it all the time and wholesome. And you are taking care only, you get a wholesome, wholesome, wholesome. That's okay. So Asian time you can see that many wholesome and unwholesome because of your karma. You need to believe karma, you know, very important. You believe a karma only, you can let go. Sometimes you think something happened to you, something very sad, you feel very unhappy. You think about, suffering, we can say suffering is many, many different types of suffering, you know. There is suffering like 1999 in Taiwan, I think you all know that very, very strong earthquake happened. And now that, because of that earthquake, many people die, you know, many people, their house, hurry. Then after a quick, I went and they also invited me to go. I was a little bit scared at the time, you know. Then it was England, said, no, dear, dear, please come, you know. They also, that's why I went there also to stay night time, you know, all the time night time. So when I arrived, I'm very unhappy. I like Taiwan too. Many Taiwanese are very close to me too. So I was very unhappy, I saw that, you know, and many people, we went to the Puli, Nantong, the place, a very strong earthquake. So all the many temples also destroyed, and the many halls, five stories, only one story on the ground, you know, the left one, another point, another ground, you know. Many people were dying, you know, so, and then many people were going to be crazy. Because when they saw the image, you know, Buddha is very short. They don't have this type of, you know, this type of experience in their life. You see, even if you have this type of condition happen, also your whole family, some people, five families around within just 4% die, only 1%. And Buddha, very painful for them. It may really happen within 1-2 minutes, you know, next time. It may really, the earth is really broken and all are going, you know, dry, have to go there. And at that time, you think about it, you know, you are still alive, you know. After dying, you know, but you go to the ground, you know. You still alive, you have to stay inside, you have to breathe, you know, you are there. Everyone has to die, you know. Well, this type of image and this type of thing also connected with karma, you know. So if you think about karma, then you can let go about it. So, but you can see about that, at that moment, how much people have to suffer. Nearly died, sure they have fears, a lot of fears during their life, you know. A lot of fear and they were scared and they were everything, they were shouting, you know. And then it makes very, very terrible. Other some people dying but some stay alive. Some stay alive also when they saw what their families and then some are already, you know, broken, everything. When they saw what they were happy, you know, not suffering. Better die, you know, even you get to see this kind of image, you know. So many people was very, very upset. When I saw all these things, I also not happy, you know. I also get suffering, you know. I also very, very quick, you know. Easily when people cry, I also want to cry. But nowadays, okay, now also because of meditation, maybe I can control a little bit. No, when I was young, very soft. When people in front of me, people cry, I also start crying, you know. So this is it. I was very uncertain. I can see about how much people are suffering. You know? Very, very painful. Many thousand of people were dying there. So you can see every time accident can happen, your life is not safe, you know. You cannot talk, you know, think about it and not happen this thing, you know. Also, it's any time, but you also island, think about it, island. Under the island, you can see the water, you know. Under the water, do you know what is under the water? Wind, okay. Like element, you know. So now you can see that Taiwan also island below, as we can see water. And under the water is the wind, supported by wind. So the wind is sometimes not stable, all the time shaking. So the energy is strong. You can feel the wind. When the wind shakes, the water also shakes. After shaking, the earth also destroyed and all are broken. So the Japan also very dangerous. You know? So this is an element. So the element also always changes. All are impermanent. You cannot see the water is very stable. You know, water is very good. And the water is good. We can see that. Sometimes you can see that all the ocean is very stable, you know, and it's just, you know, very romantic, you know, I can see on the beach, and you just say, oh, water, you can see the water very peaceful, very calm, you know, no anger at all, huh? But one story, Rahula, you know, who was the Buddha's son, Buddha was teaching him, my son, you know, that you have to take, your mind must be, same as the water, same as the earth, same as the wind, same as the fire. You have to practice that way. Buddha explained. Why? Water, earth, and then the wind and the fire. Whatever you throw, good or bad, they don't feel shake and then don't get angry. You know, but generally, but you don't have mind. But your Buddha just gives you sense. And then all the time stay stable, you know. And then all the time you go and throw urine or anything dirty thing, also he accepts. You don't feel anger. And if great good thing you go and throw, also they accept. You know, same as the four elements. And the Buddha asked him to practice like this way. Understand? Don't get angry, you know. People scold you, people throw you, that's when you have to be let go and try to get equanimity stable, that may be better. This is Buddha. Teach to his son, Rahula. But this is just simple only. When you really penetrate about the ultimate reality state and truly you understand about reality state, water also not stable. You know, water also impermanent. Understand? Why impermanent? Sometimes you see that very stable because of the reason, many reason, because of the wind, the storm is very strong. Water also changes. If you go to the ocean, you really can see the change of the water, the big wave coming, or the ship had to destroy. You know? And this thing is because of change of the element. So water also not stable. Fire also can give you a lot of suffering. You know, and sometimes in Taiwan too. Taiwan at the time, many problems happened. I was in Nantong, the place near our place, where because of the flux, many people died, 200, 300 people at the same day dying together. So I saw this image in front of me. Then sometimes very upset, but I just felt, oh, maybe there's their karma, just repair about that way, you know. Then when you see about this image, when you talk about this image, you feel very upset. You can sometimes, if you are in the family, you really cannot stand by that type of suffering. You really get pain, you know. Do you understand? So we have to think about it. Any time, all the time will change it. All the time can happen to you. Okay? So you should not cling too much on your family. Okay? Because of you cling too much, one day you have to separate, you know. One day you have to depart from that family. You have to separate from your properties. You must be strong. Then only you can let go easily. You understand? Now you clean only my son, my daughter, you know. My family is the best. Clean and clean. My properties, my house, my car. You understand? My house, my car, all around you, you know. But not you know. You have not only Nama and Rupa only, okay? Do you understand? Do you want to think again your house, your car?